Good morning. Today we turn to words of wisdom from God recorded in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. There is no shortage of words in our world. While it is true that a tweet is limited in its size, the sheer number of tweets that go out mean that there is a ton of words being shared. Add into that other social media, normal conversations, books, political discourses, and words all the way across and everywhere. God also says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. And King Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes, the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness. A fool also multiplies his words. When the number of something goes up, typically the value goes down. And so in this world that is filled with words, the value of a word fitly spoken becomes all the greater. You have perhaps been in a situation where you have thought of, oh, that was the perfect thing to say, but it was 5 minutes after the conversation was over. A word fitly spoken is the right word spoken at the right time. This proverb highlights the value of a word fitly spoken. In the midst of a cacophony of words, the right word at the right time is valuable, like an apple of gold in a setting of silver. Jesus was the master of a word fitly spoken. He met the Samaritan woman at the well, and he had the right words to speak, to engage her in conversation, then to lead her to a recognition of her sin, and then finally to the good news of her Savior. He had the word fitly spoken to the rich young ruler, a man still also in need of learning what his sin was, but a different circumstance, different person, different approach by our Lord. You'll recall Jairus, having made the travel to find Jesus and bring him back to his dying daughter, only to have his servant come out when they arrived to tell him, "Don't trouble the teacher anymore, your little girl is dead." But the word fitly spoken from our Savior was, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." And to Martha, weeping at the grave of her brother Lazarus, Jesus spoke the fitting word, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus, as the master teacher, our Savior, had the fitting word at the right time, in the right circumstance, and in prophecy in Isaiah, he, the servant of the Lord, had said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary." The apple of gold, the right word, in a setting of silver, the right time. You and I, as children of God, have been given the apple of gold, ultimately the greatest apple of gold in the Word of God. We won't ascend to the expertise of Jesus in his perfection of being that master teacher, always the right word at the right time. And yet we are equipped with that same word. As we abide in that word, as we study that word, as we seek to apply that word, we are going to be able to grow in our ability to rightly discern between law and gospel and apply it at the right place at the right time. The word fitly spoken when someone is content in his sin to proclaim that law of God, to convict and to identify that sin, and to lead the person to understand the seriousness of that sin. In the world of ours that is filled with words, so frequently that word of God's truth concerning what is right and wrong is not spoken. The multitude of words around us try to convince us that it's not a big deal, that God isn't really so serious, that it really isn't life and death in those little sins. That in that words of the world is foolishness. But the apple of gold in the setting of silver is God's holy law to convict the sinner in his sin and to reveal God's genuine will. And once that law has been spoken at the right place at the right time and the sinner is convicted in his sin, then the apple of gold, the joyful news of the gospel, to bring the news of salvation, to bring healing to that wounded soul and the good news of what our Savior Jesus has done. And so God gives us the commission to preach the word in season and out of season, the right word at the right time. Always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you, the right word at the right time. And to exhort one another, to build up one another, help one another with that word of the gospel. We have the joy of pursuing the word fitly spoken, and as we do so, we bear these apples of gold in settings of silver. It is a large task, a joyful task, and one for which our Savior equips us. He told his disciples as he sent them out, "Do not worry about what or how you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." As we abide in the Word of God and pursue that Word fitly spoken, God promises to send His Holy Spirit to enable us to have that fit Word. This goes beyond just that very basic and direct proclamation of God's Word into our everyday conversations as well. Just a few examples. Weather typically becomes a conversation. We can look outside and say, "Oh, it's raining today." But a word fitly spoken can turn that around. Not just it's raining as if it's some nameless reason that we have rain, but God is sending us rain today. A word fitly spoken, directing attention to the one who is truly giving us whatever the weather might be. Or our tendency is to, when we do something or say something to someone else, we apologize and say, "I'm sorry," and the knee-jerk reaction, "Oh, it's okay, don't worry about it." But it's really not okay. If somebody has said a word to us or sinned against us in some way, it's not okay. We say it's okay because we want to move on and forgive and go forward, which is wonderful. But if someone has sinned against us and they come and say, "I'm sorry," what a word fitly spoken to say, "I forgive you." What a blessing to be able to move on as planned, but now with that meaningful conversation. "I'm sorry for what I've done. I forgive you. Let's go forward in love." An apple of gold in a setting of silver, the word fitly spoken. And one more example, another easily bypassed conversation. "How are you doing today?" "Oh, good." And you go right on the way. Maybe not even really listening to the response. Well, we say something quick and easy like that because we really don't want to unload all of our problems and say, "Well, it's really a pretty rotten day today, and here, let me tell you why." But what can we say? "How are you today?" It is always true to say, "I am kept. I might be having an awful day, but I'm still kept by the power of God. I might be having an awful day, but I'm still kept in the hand of my good shepherd who laid down his life for me. I might be having a great day, and I'm still kept by that Lord to whom I am thankful for all these blessings." So whether in the very direct way of sharing law and gospel, or in daily conversations of bringing in God's word, or simply the everyday mundane kinds of conversations which has the backdrop of our Christian faith and the truth of God's word, we have been equipped with a word fitly spoken. God provides us the apples of gold. He leads us to the settings of silver. In a world that is so filled with words of foolishness, what a joy to hear the word fitly spoken. What a privilege to speak such a word as an apple of gold in a setting of silver. We'll conclude with singing hymn 696, verses 1, 3, and 4. 696, 1, 3, and 4.